Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who is discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith, is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned, and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's Kind of Faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
Somebody said, how do you pray? I take at least two or three scriptures, because the Bible said in the mouth of two or three shall every word be established. And I take two or three scriptures, and I said, God, this is what you said. And God said, I'm guilty. I said it. And I said, I believe that you've got to do it, confirm it. And God said, if you believe it, get ready. I am going to confirm it. And I do like Abraham. He believed God and that it was going to happen. Then what did he do? What did Abraham do after he believed God? He gave glory to God. He thanked him for it. See, when you ask somebody for something and they give it to you, if you got good manners, which I've had trouble all my life with, you always say, thank you. And when God gives you something, you need to thank him for it. That's what that's all he wants. He just wants you to praise him and thank him. And then go out and tell somebody what God's done for you. Somebody said, I have a hard time witnessing. Well, get a prayer answered, and then you got a door open. Tell somebody, you know what? God did this for me today. And if you got a need, God will do it for you if you come and ask him according to his word. Abraham put his faith, his trust, his hope in the two immutable things of God, that God could not lie, that he is able. Say, he is able. Say, my God is able. I don't care what the circumstance is or the situation. My God is able. And not only that, but because he is faithful, then he's going to do it. The devil can throw all the doubts. He can sin like Job's comforter. But I am going to keep my faith in the Lord. I don't know about man. They change their mind. They're fickle. But I know about God. He has placed himself in our hands, and we are to come boldly to the throne of grace and demand, like that little woman with the unjust judge, for God to move for us. And God sometimes might delay it a little bit, because the devil runs to God. Two things happen when you pray. He sends a demon to you to say, it's impossible, it can't be done. And he goes to God and said, now I know we prayed a prayer of faith, but all you got to do is delay it a little bit, and then he'll throw his faith away. And the Bible said, cast not away your confidence, your faith, your assurance, your trust in God. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of the Lord, that you might receive the promise. After you believe, then have patience. And if you have patience, you're going to receive the promise. You're going to get it. When that UPS truck from heaven comes down your street and gives you what you ask God for, you're going to jump up and say, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven, and not one jot nor tittle shall pass or fail. But you watch over your word and you hasten to perform it. God watches. He's waiting for somebody to believe and act on his word. And when they do, he hastens to give the answer. Now I want to preach on kinds of faith. And the first one I'm going to preach on is little faith. Jesus had been ministering, praying for the sick. He was exhausted, and they got on the boat to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And he was so exhausted that he fell asleep. Now remember, Jesus was human as well as he was divine. He was just as human as any other man or woman in this place. He had to sleep, he had to eat, and he had to have proper rest. He could get tired and get weary. Remember the one time he came to the woman at the well? He was tired, thirsty. She came, and because he was always trying to get somebody saved, he began to minister to her, and he got a surge of spiritual strength. So here he is, exhausted from preaching and praying for the sick. Thousands would come and just touch his garment. But every time he touched his garment, like I preached with the little woman had to issue in blood, every time somebody touched him with faith, power went out, virtue went out. And anybody who knows anything and has a healing ministry knows when virtue goes out, your strength goes out with it. And when people say that God doesn't heal, brother, you can't minister under the power of God and be sick. You can't stand it, especially praying for the sick and casting out devils. A lot of times when you cast out devils, you're exhausted. So he's exhausted and he falls asleep. And here the devil's got one of the best times he's got to stop Jesus. He's got the Lord and he's got his main apostles in one little boat. And he's on the treacherous Sea of Galilee that any time from the horns of Hading, the wind can come and stir it up to a boiling pot. And I can almost see the reasoning of the devil. This is my chance. I can kill Jesus and all of his apostles, and I won the victory. And all of a sudden, the devil got in the storm. And it was a terrible storm. One like Peter, James, and John, the disciples, never seen. Now listen, they made their life on that lake. They were fishermen. They knew the storms and the weather. But this storm, they had never seen anything like it. Oh, the waves were raging, the winds were blowing, and they began to get fearful. And they ran and woke up Jesus. Now, the storm was so great, but Jesus was so tired that it didn't wake him up. So exhausted and tired, didn't wake him up. And the father finally went up there and shook him and said, "Master, care not that we perish." They knew without a miraculous intervention, they were going to die. They'd never seen a storm like that in their life. A boiling, seething pot of destruction. And that boat would capsize and throw them in there and they would be lost. And Jesus got up and rebuked. He brought two rebukes. First of all, he rebuked the disciples and said, "Oh, ye of little faith." I believe Jesus was thinking when they said, "Don't you care that we perish?" I believe Jesus was thinking, "How can you be destroyed when I'm on board? How can you be destroyed when I am on board? How can you be destroyed when Jesus said, I am with you always? How can you be defeated when Jesus is on board?" And the problem of it is, they didn't believe. They had little faith. And that's our problem a lot of times. We have a little faith when catastrophe comes. He rebuked them. "Oh, ye a little faith. How long have I been with you? Haven't you got it yet? Haven't you learned yet?" He expected them to do what he did, to rebuke the storm. These are the ones that were the foundation of his church. And they were to go out when he left and heal and do miracles and signs and wonders. And here they were, scared to death, haven't learned the lesson. "How long have I been with you? What more? Don't you see what I'm doing? Don't you see the miracles I've been doing? And you're supposed to do the same thing? And the modern Christian is supposed to do the same thing." John 14:12 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the works that I do shall you do also, and even greater works shall you do, because I go unto the Father." But they were still bound by sense knowledge. What they saw, the wind and the waves, what they heard, the raging. Instead of having faith in the man that could still the waters, instead of having that same faith and say, "I'm going to do like Peter did one, I'm going to step out on the water," they should have had enough faith and say, like Joshua says, "Sun stand still, moon stand still," and it stood still for almost 24 hours. But instead they were scared to death. How are they going to go on and evangelize the world and establish Jesus' church when they didn't have but little faith? See, some people have little faith, but I preached a few weeks back that if you have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, that's the littlest, that if you use it, it'll do it. They thought that they had such little faith that they don't use it. Devil comes up and tells them, "You just got so little faith, and this is such a great problem, you can't do it." See, the devil also has control over the elements of the air. Did you know that? He gets in storms and tornadoes. Somebody said, I don't believe it. Well, I'm reading it to you. He got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves. Would he rebuke his father? He rebuked the devil that got in them. He knew it was the devil. He knew it was the devil's plan to destroy Jesus and his disciples. The devil won most of the battle because all of the disciples were doubters. But the Lord didn't doubt because he had faith in his Father's word and his Father's power and ability. He had faith in Almighty God, his Father. And we're supposed to have that same faith in God the Father and God the Son. Try it. Next time that the weather's threatening you, get up there and try rebuking it. Oh, I'm not laughing. I remember some years back that we went to Dallas, Texas, and that's Tornado Alley there in Oklahoma because they're wide open plains. And Brother Allen had his tent up at the time, and it was the second day of the meeting. In the afternoon service, and I was there, and all of a sudden we could look, and from the direction of Fort Worth was funnel clouds dropping down and heading for the tent.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's Word by my father, Brother Hardy. Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you're facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up? What you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope, to not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father, Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father, Abraham. How you can believe against hope when hope is against you. How you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on two audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on two CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for two CDs. Abraham's Kind of Faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.